Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Carpetman versteckt sich nicht. Er lässt los von Eitelkeit, von Oberflächlichkeit, von all dem, was sonst zwischen Musik und den Hörenden steht. Eine Stimme, die den Raum füllt, ohne sich vorzudrängen. Ein Sound, der so unter die Haut geht, dass man das Gesicht dahinter gar nicht mehr braucht. Am Mittwoch, dem 19. November, gastiert Carpetman im Wiener Flex. Ich habe vorab mit ihm telefoniert.
Hello to you too. Okay, greetings, human beings. That's me, Carpetman.
What I want to know, when you started making music and you thought about you as an artist, was the idea of hiding behind something, behind a mask, there from the beginning?
Yeah, I guess. Mostly, it was an idea to hide at first. It mostly was idea to bring the music in a little bit different way, just not to make people pay attention to appearance and other stuff like that, so they can pay attention a little bit more to the sound that and they actually feel it. I see it really works, and I'm just happy that it works.
What made you decide to use carpet patterns?
Actually, I could like to come up with some meanings. There's no meaning. Like, look at these pictures. If there's something means to you, that's what it means. They're so subjective, you know. That's just pictures. Yeah. They're just character.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's how super. They're fully freedom.
You have said that you want listeners to connect with the music itself, not with your personal life story. What does a true listener artist connection mean to you?
Listener artist connection. It's always different for different artists, actually. Well, for me, it mostly when people... Okay, I don't want to be like a big person for someone. I just want to show to everyone that you can be this big person. That's what I'm trying to do. You can create your own kingdom, just like this random guy from Ukraine. That's it.
But now you are Carpetman. And you became a person, a character, whatever you want to name it.
Yeah, yeah, some kind of character, yeah, some kind of body. I would say, yeah, but nothing more, nothing less. I mean, yeah, that's it. They're just carpet guys. Yeah, and I could tell like something about me. I could tell something about this image, this character, but this speaking words and the, like, it's just a regular human being's language is too simple to describe it, you know? So I prefer to describe it with different sounds, different language. Yeah. That's what I'm about to do.
Yeah. You have some influences. You can call it coming from a very blues and deep soul infused music, but with very modern electronic expression. Was this the sound you always wanted to make? Also, compared to maybe your influences, how did you grow up? Was music always part of your life? Have you got a relation to maybe old soul and blues music, but you wanted to have a modern appeal to it?
Like, for sure, the American music got big influence on me, especially Ray Charles. Damn, I love this guy. Yeah, and mostly we've been growing. It's not a secret for a lot of people already on West music. Snoop Dogg, Eminem, oh, that guy's like, that's just classic. That actually got some influence. But what about style? That I got ADHD. That's, and people really can feel it through my music because of this, the way that I make it. Like, it's a little bit, I don't know, I just, how I feel, I make it. But it just, my mind cannot, people who got ADHD will understand me, that I cannot concentrate my mind into some one thing, so because I got bored too fast. I get on board too fast, so I put another one. That's just how I create my verse. Just like, it sounds too boring. I have to put a little bit more instrument, like, oh, all that stuff. It just, I got so, it went like naturally. I wasn't planning to do it. It's just how every artist, I guess, comes naturally to their style, I guess. I wouldn't call it even my style, because it's just the way to bring the music to the people. Everyone can do the same, but from different spheres. I mean, even builders, even programmers, even sportsmen. Everyone can do from the foundation of a perception of this reality, of what you're given. I decided to make it through music, but everyone can do it through anything else. It's just about some freedom. Yeah.
Not so long ago, you blow me off.
Yeah, because when it comes to your music, I hear some elements like guitar and also your vocals, who are mostly very direct, very clear, with electronic production. So when a Carpetman starts a new song, what is the first impression of a track? Do you start with vocals, with lyrics? Do you start with an atmosphere, or is it always different?
Well, I start with feeling, you know, and then I'll use the simple human being's words to describe the feelings for myself, at least. Then it's always different, actually. Sometimes, like, for example, ain't gotta feel that pain. Mama didn't let him go out. This race, like, we've been just going in the forest and black soil. My brother just said it in fun, like in fun line. And I was like, mama didn't let him go. Damn, it sounds incredible. Like, I have to put the, and the whole song was made from this phrase. What about other? It came from the melody.
Yeah.
The other song, like, Feel So Cold. I've been just playing this part of lute in my room. It just came up with the melody that how it starts. So always different. Like, never comes with some lyrics. It's sometimes from music, sometimes from beats, sometimes from one simple, only one note. Like, and the whole song gonna be like that. That's it.
Your new single Golden Tears just came out. Well, the song feels somehow painful but also beautiful. Were you trying to show that sadness can have value?
Actually I don't want to make people sad. Like, this song mostly about some melancholic but like kind of satisfying vibe, you know. It's a little bit hard to explain, but yeah, I feel some kind of sadness, but it's like a chill sadness. It's like what makes me feel good, a little bit worried, but good. It's really hard to explain. That's why I don't like the human being's word. Just the way you feel it, you know. But yeah. I cannot describe it, because the way I feel it, it's just the way we feel it.
I understand. Yeah, but you know, as I always say, sad music makes us happy too. So
yes, it's like in contrast, I guess. But well, Golden Tears is kind of it's, for me, it's a special one. Actually.
And you switch languages in this song. Was that also something intentionally? So,
well, okay, a few words about it. I start to make this song before I became Carpetman. So, like, when the solo almost starts. So it was written like a small demo before Feel So Cold, even. And I just remember about this small part. I can feel the pain of money. It was recorded in 2022 summer, and it sounds pretty good. I would like to bring it back and make the full song from it. And there was already a small part of Ukrainian verse, because I've been doing music in Ukrainian that time, in English too, but the purpose was in Ukrainian that time. So I made this small demo in 2022 in Ukrainian language, and I decided, okay, for now, I wanna leave it like that. Mm-hmm. I like this verse in Ukraine. And like, for my people from Ukraine, will be like a good surprise. So I decided to leave it like that. Mm-hmm. And I like it like that, actually. That's just how it's supposed to be. And I'm glad that it happens exactly this way.
Mm-hmm. At the end, I say thank you for the interview and see you in Vienna.
Thank you. Have a good night. See you.
Das Superfly-Konzert von Carpetman am 19. November im Wiener Flex. Alle Details auf superfly.fm.